Hello, and welcome back to 929, the award-winning podcast from Fiverr.com. I'm Ishan Akbar, and I'm bringing you another business lesson in just under 10 minutes. What a deal. Now, you guys will write in and tell me all the time that I'm perfect. And I'll tell you what, I really appreciate it. But our guest this week is someone who realized that trying to be perfect wasn't giving her the results that she truly wanted. She co-founded a delicious mochi brand that has taken the internet by storm called Little Moons. It's Vivian Wong. Vivian always loved mochi in her parents' bakery, and one day she realized that these little balls of yumminess were her future.
And as we develop our values, I think one of them is just, you know, just be your best self. It doesn't have to be a perfect self. It's just be your best self. Bring your, you know, bring yourself to work. It doesn't matter whatever you are. Just come to work.
In this episode, we're learning about why trying to be perfect is a complete waste of time. So Vivian, tell us, what is the lesson you want to share with us today?
Today, my lesson is that being perfect is a complete waste of time.
Sorry, that feels like a personal insult to me, that me being perfect is wasting of... What do you mean by that?
I think this comes from two levels. One, it's from a business perspective, whereby if you strive to be perfect, I feel like you're never going to get to the end goal because there's so much for you to do. And from a personal level, I think that people, particularly women, striving to be perfect, you're living by other people's sort of rules. So you should make your own rules and be perfect in your own life. But I guess that's always being perfectly imperfect.
Have you had this sense of wanting to be a perfectionist your whole life? Is this something that's been important to you, and has that changed?
I think growing up, I did want to be perfect. I grew up in a very academic sort of environment. You had to strive to get straight A's. You know, I went to a girls' school. Everyone had to be thin and beautiful and clever at the same time. So yes. And it was only, I guess, when I got nearer my 30s, I realized that striving for perfection just didn't lead to happiness.
Tell me a bit more about the Little Moons journey, what it is, where it began, the story, the origin story of Little Moons.
So I think Little Moons is about sort of following your dreams, following your passion, living, realizing you have one life and living it. And so I think part of that did come from my realization that living the perfect life didn't lead to happiness. And so I left my corporate job, which didn't make me particularly happy or fulfilled. I realized life was short because my father had been diagnosed with cancer, and it made me realize that, you know, you've got one chance at this, and I should, I guess, step out of that perfect life, in inverted commas, and, you know, just follow my own path, which might not seem perfect to society, because you're leaving a very sort of stable job and stable lifestyle to go into the unknown.
What I'm finding particularly interesting in what you're saying to me is the link between personal experience and what you try to achieve professionally. I think we don't often get guests who talk quite openly about the fact that there is a strong link between how you are in business and how it reflects the things that happen in your personal life. Did you ever see those things intertwining, your personal experiences driving how you approach business?
Absolutely, in every way. I think the type of person you are defines the type of entrepreneur you are, which then defines what type of business you go into and how you run your business. So I think the culture of business that many entrepreneurs are talking about comes from the founder, particularly if you're working for two founders. So I work with my brother and we share the same values. So I've also found as I've grown, as my team has grown as well, personal development is so important to me to make sure that I am the right leader and I'm leading the team in the way that I want to do so.
Can you think of a time where not being perfect, for want of a better phrase, has really helped your business move forward?
I think TikTok's a really good example of that, because we're quite fluid in our approach to branding. We don't have such set standards. And so I think that's really contributed to how we've done so well on TikTok, because it's all about being natural, being staged, being spontaneous. And I think a lot of our TikTok videos looked like that. And I think some brands find it very difficult to have people play around with their brand sort of structure, and it doesn't work that well for them. I think that's where maybe being imperfect has helped us.
For the uninitiated, tell us a bit more about TikTok. What's happened there? What's been going on?
in January, we had a couple of people post videos of them going on an adventure, a permissible adventure, the only adventure we could go on, to a big Tesco. And they went there to look for little moons. And it was just really cute. They filmed themselves sort of driving up to Tesco's, walking down the aisles, having a look for little moons. And then they would open them and eat them on camera and say, look, these are amazing, or maybe grading them from, like, you know, 1 to 10. And it just caught on, and it just kept going and kept going. And I think last time I checked, we had 270 million views of our hashtag.
Wow.
And it's really changed our business. And I guess currently we are quite imperfect in that we can't quite meet the demand that we're getting. So lots of imperfection going on.
But that must be such a relief, I guess, in the sense that, because companies will spend so much on marketing budgets, and here you've got something that is an organic growth, basically. What do you think, when you reflect on it, made Little Moons so TikTokable, for want of a better phrase?
So I wouldn't say we're an overnight success, because I've been doing this for 10 years and we have an excellent
marketing. It takes a long time to become an overnight success, isn't it? Yeah.
Absolutely. And everyone thinks we're an overnight success. I think our product naturally lends itself to be Instagrammable, to be TikTokable, because of the colors. They're fun. They're so unusual. They're unlike anything else that you've ever eaten. And I think people like talking about it, and they like telling their friends, look, I've discovered this crazy product, this crazy texture, but it's amazing. And they love telling the story. And I think that our marketing team just reacted really quickly to that. And they were very flexible, and they have a lot of freedom to just go with the flow.
What advice would you give to someone listening to this episode who is of the kind of personality where they are a perfectionist, and they recognize the values that you've kind of extolled of actually just relaxing those rules a bit? What advice would you give to them in terms of making that first step into embracing a culture of, not culture of imperfection, but embracing imperfection to help their business grow?
I think that it depends what they're looking at for perfection. So I think it was something like technical, and you get really geeky people that just really have to get that design right. Like, you know, if you just can't let go, you're never going to launch it, because it's never going to be perfect in your eyes. So I really would encourage people to get to the best that they can, like a minimal viable product, and just go with it. Otherwise, you're just going to be stuck in a rut almost, and you won't move forward. And that's, you know, that in business, if you're not moving forward, then you're falling behind. So I don't know how I'd encourage that. Just really try and see it for the bigger picture, really, like where it is, like where this perfect product sits within the bigger picture of the business.
Obviously, you mentioned that it's taken over 10 years to become an overnight success. There must have been things that you've learned that you didn't anticipate you'd learn. What are those things that you would want to share with an entrepreneur, be they positive or negative, about your experiences so far?
I would recommend you just have confidence in your product and constantly learn and adjust if you need to. Because when I first started, Mochi wasn't well known at all. No one knew what it was, but all the market research you can do wouldn't prove to you that you had a market. There's nothing else like it. And so a lot of it was my own, you know, our own gut feel. We believed in the product. It was so delicious. It had to catch on. And 10 years later, you know, we've been selling to restaurants, and we have slowly been building a market outside of Europe, but it has just gone viral in January this year. So if we had not had confidence in the product and not invested in our manufacturing processes and in an amazing team, sales team and marketing team and all of that, I'm not sure we would have been able to really benefit from this growth in the brand. Suddenly, we wouldn't have been able to benefit as much as we have with the growth and reacted as quickly as we can. So I guess that's my piece of advice. Just really have confidence in your product.
Vivian, thank you so much for your time on 929. It has been a pleasure chatting to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
What an interesting chat with Vivian. I learned that perfection is this idea that's decided by other people. And even your own sense of perfection is shaped by the people around you. So it's important that you follow your instincts and embrace the good enough, because often that's better than you would expect. Perfection can't really exist, because what you want for your customers and vice versa is always going to be changing. 929 is a part of the Fiverr family, and Fiverr is the digital marketplace for freelancers. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you again soon. Goodbye.